Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, breaking news out of Philadelphia. Authorities have uncovered human remains while searching for Kata Scott, a woman reported missing just 2 weeks ago after leaving her job at a nursing home. John Stanford, the deputy commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department, confirmed at a press briefing that the remains were found in a shallow grave near an abandoned middle school on Saturday.
Based on the investigative information based on the investigation and what they were following up on that tip today led us back to this area behind the school where it's a wooded area. I don't know if any of you have been back there, but it's a wooded area that goes beyond the school. So we begin to go back into that area where we will locate a shallow grave after being able to remove some of the debris back there, able to locate the body of a human being. All indications at this point is that it's a female.
The Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office will be responsible for identifying those remains.
We are not going to confirm at this point that it is Ms. Kata Scott because that has to be done by the Medical Examiner's Office. But we have been in communication with her family as to this process and the fact that we have recovered a human being.
Scott's family reported her missing on October 5, the day after she left her overnight shift early at the assisted living facility where she worked. The case has captured the city's attention, resulting in a significant turnout of volunteers assisting the police in the search for Scott. This is a tragic development, and our hearts go out to Kata's family and friends during this incredible time, the police department expressed in a statement following the discovery of the remains. The grim finding comes shortly after police apprehended a suspect related to Scott's disappearance. Keon King, 21 years old, was taken into custody on October 14, facing charges of kidnapping and reckless endangerment, as stated by prosecutors. Authorities indicated that there was evidence suggesting King had been in contact with Scott prior to her disappearance. Earlier reports noted that Scott had confided in family members about being harassed, but it remains unclear if she was referring to King. In addition, King is considered the primary suspect in another kidnapping incident where he allegedly forced a woman into his car outside her home and assaulted her. That case was previously dismissed when a witness failed to report and appear in court, but it has since been reopened. During a news conference over the weekend, Stanford urged anyone with information about the case or King to reach out to law enforcement. "We are not certain if there are other victims connected to this individual we have in custody," he remarked. The remains were located in a wooded area adjacent to the Ada Lewis Middle School. That's an abandoned school in Philadelphia's Germantown neighborhood. Last week, police searched that vicinity and recovered items belonging to Scott, including an iPad case, a card with her name on it, and a pair of glasses. While investigators had already focused on the densely wooded area, it was that anonymous tip that ultimately led to this breakthrough. Stanford noted that the tip was submitted via the department's anonymous tip line, which guided them to that shallow grave. "We do not know the identity of the tipster, but we are thankful for their submission that directed us there," he said.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
An active shooter incident at an Oklahoma State University dorm resulted in at least three injuries during the homecoming weekend festivities. The OSU Police Department reported that officers were dispatched to the East Residential Hall after several shooting victims were taken to off-campus locations in Stillwater, Oklahoma, around 3:40 a.m. on Sunday. Chief of Police Michael Beckner confirmed that multiple individuals were affected, with at least one victim identified as a university student and receiving medical attention in hospitals in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. While officials are actively investigating the situation, law enforcement at OSU has assured the public that there is no ongoing threat to the campus community. According to a police statement, preliminary findings suggest that a large private party took place at an off-campus venue before some of the attendees returned to the east location where the shooting happened. There has been no information released regarding regarding whether any suspects are in custody or if any of the injured individuals were suspects themselves. Witness accounts reported to News 9 that a student residing in East heard multiple gunshots early Sunday morning and observed students fleeing from the building, even jumping from a balcony. This violent event unfolded during Oklahoma State University's 2025 homecoming celebrations, known as America's Greatest Homecoming, which attracted numerous alumni and families for tailgating, the Sea of Orange Parade, and a football game against the University of Cincinnati. Officials are advising students not residing in Residential East to steer clear of the area. Oklahoma State University maintains a strict policy prohibiting weapons and firearms on campus. The policy states students, faculty, and staff at Oklahoma State University can best learn, work, and live in an environment free from dangers, both physical and psychological, which can arise upon unauthorized weapons, firearm, ammo, fireworks, and any explosions being on our campus. And in Pennsylvania, the State College Police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing 15-year-old boy. Dominic Caesar was last seen on Thursday when he ran away from his brother in the area of Penn Hills Park in College Township. He is described as 5'7", weighing about 175 pounds. He was last seen wearing black sweatpants, a gray sweatshirt, and black and gray sneakers. A Facebook post from a family member said the family is extremely worried and wants him returned home safely. Police are asking anyone with information to contact the State College Police Department at 814-234-7150.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.